French football icon Eric Cantona joins a chorus of calls demanding Israel release Palestinian football player Mahmoud Sarsak. The former Manchester United forward has written to a British sports minister Hugh Robertson and UEFA president Michel Platini. He says Israel should be subject to the same scrutiny faced by Euro 2012 hosts. Sarsak was detained in 2009 after leaving the Gaza Strip to sign a contract with a football team in the West Bank. He's now in an Israeli prison clinic after spending nearly 90 days on hunger strike. FIFA President Joseph Blatter has called also for the release of Sarsak. To discuss this further, we're now being joined by Professor Noam Chomsky with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology from Boston. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Chomsky. Now, it's interesting to note that the letter specifically calls for an end to Israel's impunity. First of all, why has Israel been allowed to enjoy this impunity to begin with?
Because it is a client state of the United States. The United States has total impunity, and that is inherited by its allies and clients.
Right, and
that's what's known as power. Yeah.
Yep, go on, Professor.
That's what power is. So, for example, the United States itself cannot be brought before any international tribunal. The one attempt to do so, the International Court of Justice, the U.S. simply dismissed it and vetoed Security Council's resolutions calling for observance of international law. That's with the help of Britain and France, which abstained. The case was the Nicaragua case brought against the United States, and the U.S. was condemned for what amounted to international terrorism, but simply dismissed it. And that's the way power systems work.
Right, but how proactive has the international community been to keep Israel in check, specifically in light of the detention that Israel keeps Palestinians in without any charge or trial for periods, for long periods, to the extent where now many of them are going on hunger strike to bring some sort of world attention to the issue?
Well, you know, question is, what do you mean by the international community? The way the term is used in the West, the international community refers to the United States and anyone who happens to be going along with it. If the world happens to be, most of the world is opposed, they're just not part of the international community. Take, for example, any current event, say the NATO bombing of Libya. The way it was presented throughout the West is that the international community supported it. In fact, it was supported by the U.S., France, and Britain, and to a limited extent other NATO powers, opposed by most of the world, including the BRICS countries, the emerging countries, the African Union, an African country, among non-governmental agencies, the International Crisis Group, the major independent international group, but they're just not part of the international community.
Right, but then we are seeing a mobilization of the masses throughout the world. There's the 99%ers in the U.S., the indignants in Spain spreading across Europe. Also, we're seeing uprisings in the Middle East and North Africa, with governments now being put under pressure to bow to the demands of the people. Do you think that there will be more political will on the part of world leaders to curb Israel's impunity?
No, not as long as the U.S. continues to support it and the European states follow along politely in Washington's lead.
Right, so then where do you see this headed with one minor victory after another, through actions such as hunger strikes, etc., that try and bring some sort of attention to the plight of Palestinians in Israel, in Israeli jails, for example, and other atrocities being committed. There are small benchmarks that are being successfully accomplished. Where does this go, though?
I mean, there is, there certainly is, are very impressive cases of nonviolent resistance, but for the moment, and occasionally they have limited success, but they're barely mentioned here. The current case of the footballer, I'm not even sure it was even mentioned, barely mentioned in the United States. And as long as the systems, the major systems of power, that means the U.S. and Europe primarily, as long as they keep their hands off, effects will be limited.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Professor Noam Chomsky with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology joining us there on the line from Boston. Professor, thank you for your comments here on Press TV.